Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches on your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress to take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me, with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling the block before I'm parking now. Don't get it twisted, I ain't bitching, I'm just cautious now. Sub, under the parka, extra cautious.
The streets is talking, sports talk, so with a twist of hip-hop. From a street perspective, it's your boy L Boogie the host, coming to you live, November 25th, 2013. I got my co-host, Jewels the G. You know he out on assignment, but he gonna call in tonight. And you know, as usual, the producer of the show and my co-host, T-Ro, what the deal?
Ah, the street, you know what it is, man. We back. Weekend is over. You know what we got to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. A lot of interesting things been going on, man. So it's time for us to get it in, chime in, and see what we can get on. Because, boy, I tell you, I don't know, boy. I almost had a panic attack last night watching them Cowboys. You know what I'm saying? But they blew it out, so we cool. Well, we ain't on suicide watch this week, so it's all love. What's up with you? I see you, Jewels. What's up with you? L, Boogie Down. Man, it's tough, bro. We couldn't beat a 2-17. Excuse me. We couldn't beat a 3-17. We tied them. I just want to know, why didn't we go with Matt Flynn in the first place? But that's later on in the show. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. First off, Tom Brady, the game gods, once again, beats his nemesis, Peyton Manning, in overtime. It looked like it was going to be a tie, but it was a thriller. And you know we got the big dummy segment of the show coming up, and you know he's going to be part of it. But, Ro, what did you get from being down 24-0 and coming back and winning that game? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I really don't have no feelings about it. You know, it was a game that I expected it to be. I didn't know it was going to be, you know, as interesting as it ended up to be. But, you know, it's just the way it played out, the way it was supposed to play out, man. I know Peyton Manning thought he was going to get the best of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, but the resiliency of the New England Patriots to show why they are the New England Patriots, you know what I mean? And they took action in the second half. And, you know, Bill Belichick is the type of coach that can go into halftime and make changes. And as you can see, his changes made a difference in the game. The ending, of course, wasn't what we were looking for. But, you know, it's the NFL. It happens. You're supposed to know where the ball is at all times, whether you a blocker or the receiver. So, yeah, it's just sad that it had to end the way that it did. It looked like we were going to have two ties in one day. But, you know, New England prevailed. And Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos on that plane with a long bottom lip. That's it.
You know, you being, you know, the greatest quarterbacks in the world, how did you let a team come back 24-0? And let's not stereotype this. If it was somebody else, we would be screaming AMBG. Nothing but garbage. And you know, when the pressure gets tight, you know old Peyton Manning give you a picky poo. He'll give you one. Yes, I'm throwing all type of haterade on Peyton Manning this evening. He's supposed to be his greatest comeback kid and all this and that. He couldn't produce any points in the overtime. And he could not hold off the Patriots. Or does that validate Tom Brady being great, Ro? I don't know. But I tell you this. Next week, they might lose another one. Old Denver Broncos. But, you know, I'm going. It's going to be real trouble. For the Broncos. They better come back off the injury. But let me ask you this, Ro. What you think about Phillip Rivers going up in the Arrowhead, pulling one out of his hat, pulling a rabbit out of his hat, as you would say, 34-31. You got Cam Newton coming back down in South Beach, 2016. Oomph and all the guys, T-Nick, they caught it. They had Jacksonville going up to Houston and winning another game. They just, you know, they're on two-game win streak since the bye. Tampa Bay going up into Motown, forcing your boy, Mr. Stafford, he's from Texas, by the way, through four picky pools.
Oh.
Pittsburgh is rolling. They can hold the last playoff spot. The AFC in trouble. Don't let Pittsburgh get in.
Don't let them get in.
And then you had the St. Louis Rams handed to the Chicago Bears, 42-21. Your boy, Geno Smith. Uh-oh.
He had four turnovers too.
And got bent.
Nephew, I need you to call in, baby. I know you're listening. You're Brown fans. I'm sorry. The weather dictates how you play, huh? It was snowing, and Jason Campbell just made the whole day even colder. He got hurt, and when he was 100%, he still wasn't doing well. He needs some Campbell soup. That's what he needs, some Campbell soup to get better.
Man, didn't him and his mama make a commercial when he was playing with the Bears about that?
You already know.
I need some chunky.
Dallas, going into Metropolitan Stadium, beating the G-Men, last second field goal. You had Oakland. They played well, but they lost in the final minute to the Tennessee Titans, 23-19. And you had the Cardinals. The old, you know, assistant head coach, I should say, Bruce Arians. Oh, Andrew, I'm running out of luck right now. He took them to the shed, 42-11. That might have been a little personal. But, Ro, as we just ran off the scores of this week's game, and, you know, tonight we have, you know, Washington playing San Francisco. So as we continue, let me just, you know, ask you this. I just read off the scores and a little, you know, headlines and whatnot. Tell me some games that really, you know, surprised you or caught your attention.
Man, it was my boy. Man, I must tell you, you can't get too high with your team, man, the Dallas Cowboys, because right when you get too high, you know, it just, man, it's a roller coaster downward, man. And so I had to manage how I got excited yesterday, man. Granted, I give the New York Giants a hell of a lot of credit for the way that they playing, even though they have a bad record. You know what I'm saying? It's not like those guys aren't trying to get it in. They just have a turnover problem this season. And I mean a real one. But they did some good things yesterday to even come back, because at first, the Cowboys had a handle on the game until, you know, Eli decided to wake up and get a couple of drives going, and then a couple of knucklehead plays by you big dummies who don't want to touch nobody when you – come on, man, this ain't college. When a dude catches the ball and hit the ground, you must touch it. Oh, man, I tell you. And they let him get up and run in for the touchdown on that. So, you know, I was just excited to see – you know, how Tony Romo was able to lead that drive down the field and, you know, got us in position for the winning field goal. So that's the game that caught my attention. And then the second game, I must say, you know, Cam Newton, what can I say about Cam? You know what I'm saying? They were down in the first half. He didn't look like the Cam that we've been seeing the last three, four, five, 6 weeks. But in the second half, they got it together. He put the team on his shoulders, and they got the job done in South Beach. That was a big win for Carolina. And I'm happy for Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, because I believe it was earlier in the season when they were like 1-2 or maybe 1-3 when, you know, people wanted to get rid of the coach. You might need to start thinking about what you're going to do in this draft, you know, for Cam. And, you know, all this old crazy attention just started coming to the Carolina Panthers, and now look at them. Winners of seven straight, and they're 8-3. You know, if it really wasn't for New Orleans, man, they'd be right there in the thick of things. Well, they are in the thick of things. But, you know, I'm really excited for Carolina. And, yeah, those are the two games that really, you know, caught my attention over the weekend besides, you know, the big debacle in New England that the Denver Broncos had. So, yeah, those are my two games, man, I really, really was paying attention to.
One game in particular that caught my eye was two games. One, how Arizona, I don't think this whole time, maybe I would say another time, but this was the first time in Andrew Luck's short career that he's thrown a pick six. I think this is the first time that I've seen him really rattled out there. I know that he's having some problems with the offensive line. They might need to change their scheme up. They don't have Reggie Wayne, his safety coach. So personnel means a lot. But let's give a lot of credit. Let's give a lot of credit to the Arizona Cardinals, especially their defense, playing at an all-time high right now. Who thought that they would be 7-4 and competing for a wild card? Who thought it? Who thought that their game against San Francisco later in the season here in Phoenix would be meaningful? It would have been a nice Christmas gift for some people, some free tickets, because you didn't want to go to the game. But now you might want to hold on to them. You might want to keep those tickets. And the second game that intrigued me was the battle between the Long Brothers. Man, what a game. And the father was there as they was bugging on the field. That might have took Howie back 20 years ago, man, when them guys was bugging over the last piece of toast at the breakfast table. But I'm very impressed with what Jeff Fisher is doing out there in St. Louis, man, with that defense. Now they just need a quarterback and one more playmaker. And as we see, the NFC looks great as far as, you know, the competition. If they get a quarterback, that might be the most tough division in the NFL, I must say, Ro. So, but what do you think about Richie, you know, being incognito, filing a grievance against the NFL about him sitting out all these games? What do you think about that?
Well, you knew it was coming because he's not getting paid. You know, so in Richie Incognito's eyes and the people in his corner don't believe he's really done anything wrong. So, you know, he should be getting paid. But since he's not getting paid, we knew this was coming. You just don't want a guy, you know, you can't just be sitting on the sidelines because of somebody pointing a finger at you for being a bad guy when, you know, when it all comes out, it really ain't going to, you know, it really ain't going to, you know, hurt him as bad as we all thought this situation was going to be. So, you know, he has to do it, man. You messing with a guy's livelihood. And, you know, even though they get paid a lot of money, they have a lot of other stuff that fit those, you know, that fit that bill. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all the little toys like, you know, them jet skis and wave runners and, you know, snowmobiles and, you know, them motorcycles and four-wheelers, you know, all that stuff come into play, man. You know, it's a lot of bills. And, you know, so once them bills take over, you know, and you don't have that money to pay it because, you know, these people have, you know, somewhat shut you down for the rest of the season, you know, you tend to need that money to pay for some of those bills. You know, not saying that he's hurting for that, but, I mean, hey, it's your money. It's in your contract. You know what I mean? So, knew it was coming, so I'm not surprised by it. Man, hey, we all got to eat. I like steak and potatoes, too.
You already know. And before we go to commercial, you know, we got a special edition. Three games, look, pick them already. We got three games before, you know, before our next show, which is Friday. So the games are on, you know, Thanksgiving on Thursday. The first game, man, we come hobbling into Motown off a tie, and Detroit is coming off a home loss against a sub-500 team in Tampa Bay, bro. Who you got and why?
See, that's a tough one because you guys hate each other. And when you have a matchup like this, you can throw the records out the window. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all going to be left on the field. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to go with Green Bay. because for some reason, Detroit just seems to, they lack the enthusiasm sometimes. Like, it's just so nonchalant to them. And I just can't put my finger on it, man. So I'm going to roll with Green Bay because I got a hunch. We got some snitches down there in Lambeau trying to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Trying to get this info to us about AR. And if AR can get in and, you know, just be a presence, you know, I'm going to say that y'all going to win that one hands down. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to pick your boys on that one because I believe AR-12 will be on the field come Thursday morning.
Woo! There you see what I mean? Right on. Thank you. Thank you. We need 1-2 back in the backfield. There's no way we can win that game without them. I'll say this. Matt Flynn, hell of a job off the bench. I don't know why we didn't start him. He knows the offense. And I think those guys spunked up and just had more confidence in Matt Flynn. He's been there before. So, you know, who am I going with? Of course I'm going with my team, Green Bay. Yes, I think we should win, but I think it's going to be a shootout. And we must prevail. We have to. Every team in the NFC North lost yesterday.
Damn.
We could have, if we would have won, all three of us would have been tied for first place with A-Rod still on the shelf. We had to take advantage of that. We got to take it. We didn't win. We didn't lose. We got half a game. Are you kidding me? We let Christian Ponder come up into Green Bay and tie us. Ponder on that.
Ponder
the second
on
game,
that.
Ponder on that. The Raiders going up to Dallas. Second game, Ro. I know who you got, but how about how many?
See, this might surprise you. Yeah, I'm going with my team, but, oh, man. It's going to be a lot closer than what people are thinking, man. Oakland played some good ball. And that new backup, McGlowan, however you pronounce his last name, he's getting the feel for the game. And week by week, the last 3 weeks, you've been seeing everything slow down for this guy, and he's not throwing as many interceptions. He's getting better. And, you know, I don't want him. You know, people get the big head when you just walk into Jerry's playpen and you see that big-ass TV hanging over your head. You're like, man, I'm just going to have a great game because I can see myself when I throw the ball, you know. And that extra stuff just takes over, and we start looking bad. You know, I do not want the Oakland Raiders to be close because if they close, then that means we got to leave it up to Tony Romo. And, you know, thank God we still got one more game in the month of November because it's pretty good in November. And December just might be a whole different other story as far as, you know, wins and losses for Tony Romo. But I think Tony Romo will get the job done one more time for the month of November and Thanksgiving Day. You asked me about how much, I would say about 9. Yeah, 27 to 18, something like that, yeah. Something like that. That's what I'm hoping for anyway.
I don't know if Terrell Pryor will be back, but you're right. The kid is getting better. You know, more playing time, more reps. It works out. So I'm looking for him to do pretty good, but at the same time looking for Tony Romo to have a great, great day on Thanksgiving. That's just my opinion. I think it's going to be by 2 touchdowns or more. I think that game I might eat a lot and go to sleep at halftime and get ready for our third game.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Prime time.
Yeah. And this one is This one is really for the real thickness of it in that conference. You know what I mean? So, ooh, I mean, you know, Baltimore is trying to hold on to that world champion, you know, title. You know, they ain't out till they officially out, you know. And then there's Pittsburgh, who started off 0-6. And at the beginning, when things weren't going so well for Pittsburgh, we had this conversation of who we thought would actually be able to make a comeback out of a few other teams that didn't have so good of a record. And here we stand today. You know, Pittsburgh and the Giants were actually, you know, one of the two teams that were mentioned during that segment.
Right.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, here we are. And there they are. The Pittsburgh Steelers we're talking about, which was the team that I picked to make a, you know, a run at the playoffs with, you know, a sore thumb of a record at the beginning. And, you know, now with the showdown on Thursday night, primetime, man, and Big Ben going up against Joe Flacco? You see, that's one of the ones that can go down to a tie. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, Pittsburgh really, really needs that win. But at the same time, Baltimore really needs that win. You know what I mean? So it's gonna be exciting to see. You know, when we first started this conversation about which conferences were gonna do what, we already said that the NFC East was gonna, you know, be one of those conferences that came down to the last couple of weeks. Looks like this division in the AFC that Pittsburgh and Baltimore are in are gonna come down to the last couple of weeks itself. So pretty exciting, and I'm loving it. Who you got between the two?
I'm going with Big Ben. I'm going with the Steelers, going up in Baltimore and winning and doing this at the end of the game, saying to the crowd, look at their faces. Because both teams are 5-6. If Pittsburgh wins, they keep the remaining last wild card spot. If Baltimore wins, then they become that last seed in the playoffs. Very, very interesting. Both teams are banged up. To me, both teams are kind of elderly, and I can't wait to see it. Physical.
Let's get physical.
It's going to be real physical come Thursday night. They're going to need them extra couple days after that game.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
So I'm looking for, you know, that. And I really want to see what Joe Flacco does in the lights against that defense. I want to see why he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league. I want to see it. The streets is talking, baby.
Yes, sir.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. And you know we always sponsored by the streets. Man, Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. blogtalkradio.com/ The Streets is Talking, and that's T.A. You know what I mean? And we're giving you sports from a street perspective. When we come back, we're going to holler a little NBA. Has Derrick Rose turned into B.O.B., a bag of bones? Kobe, I know you smell the money. We'll be back. Fly the kite. Let's go.
I got the chip with that pin on me, and I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't know what I'm going through.
They don't understand what I've been through. Nah. They don't understand what I go through. Nah. You think everything's all good, but you only see what I show you.
Yeah.
They don't understand that boss life. Gotta take care of my whole crew. My whole crew. My whole crew. They depend on me, my fucking niggas.
My fucking niggas.
They know the love is real and I'm a fucking winner.
Yeah.
We all gon' eat Sunday dinner. One day we broke together, next day we rich forever. One day we broke together, next day we rich forever. They hate it when you up, they love it when you down. All we got is us, and told my niggas look around. Look around, look around. And if I gotta be the one to lift us up, I won't let them down. So at the top, it's just us looking down. Sorry I delayed us, but we gon' get this paper. Had a couple issues, I dealt with them, now it's payback.
Nobody knows what I go through.
Nobody knows.
If you can put yourself inside my shoes, you got friends, it's not friends no more.
Fuck em.
They can't understand the life that I chose.
Ain't
win no money in spite. It can hurt everything you love.
Right.
I got the chip, but that depend on me.
On me.
I can't give up.
I can't.
Don't
I
know
can't,
what I'm
I
going
can't.
Through.
Like everybody got their hand out, acting like you own something. They expect you to throw them something when they really need you to show them something. One month, they be broke again, acting like you ain't throw them nothing. Ungrateful ass niggas, they only love you when you give it. And the day you say you ain't got it, they forget the days that you did it. You forgot me when I was losing, so forget me when I'm winning. Would've thought they was friends of me, till the day they befriended me. One day we broke friends, next day we rich enemies. It's hard being a real nigga when these niggas got bitch tendencies, female emotions. I can't waste my energy. For them, I got that remedy. Kill them with success. Royalty is my pedigree. Too fresh to be stressed. But thank God for memories. God willing, I'm blessed. My comeback's a penalty. These haters gonna be upset. And I done lost a couple friends on the way. Fuck them, they wasn't really with me all the way. I'll be okay.
Nobody knows what I go through.
The streets is talking.
You got friends,
what a twist of hip hop.
Joel
the GT Roll, I'm your host, L Boogie.
Man, we just did the week 12 wrap up in the NFL. If you want to comment about the NFL, just give us a call, 347-855-8896, and press that one button. You'll be in the asylum. Throw us a kite. The bars are shaking already. But let's talk a little bit of this NBA. That's your man, Derrick Rose. The sniper got him again. Out for the season, torn meniscus, and the other knee. It's Derrick Rose done. And where does Chicago go from here?
It is not a pretty sight, L Boogie. Woo! Derrick Rose out for the year again? Before I go any further, because I was about to lose my mind, thank God my mama called. What's up, mama? I see you, baby girl. I was about to go loose, but, you know, you brought me back to earth. Thank you. I appreciate it, so I get to keep it cool. Hey, but L Boogie, man, it is over for the Chicago Bulls and Derrick Rose. I did not want to have to come to this and say, Derrick Rose, you just a bag of bones. Oh, you just a bag of bones. I don't even know where to put you on my list anymore. I mean, you were so high up there. And I had so much hope for the Chicago Bulls because you were in the lineup. And because they did not get you any more help, now you have to sustain another injury that cost you another year. Oh, my mama hung up, so guess what? Derrick Rose, man, damn. Chicago. Y'all done put too much weight on that man back, and he is crumbling before our eyes. Don't you know this boy never had an injury as so much as a messed up toenail? And now you done first hit the ACL and now it's the meniscus in the other knee. Give it up. You better take the season. Because let me tell you, Jabari Parker will be a vessel. He's another Chicago native. He's a little bit bigger than Derrick Rose. He probably can carry the whole state of Chicago on his shoulders. Because he's doing it in Duke. This boy done hit 20 points every game in his career in college as a freshman. Ain't nobody ever did that, El Boogie. And this boy's giving these boys hell. So you better, hey, Chicago, take the season. You see the guys in the NFL doing it. You might as well take this damn season and put all your marbles in the bucket for the Jabari Parker kid. Because if you don't get him, that's what's going to happen. You hear how quiet it was, El Boogie? Don't say nothing. Just listen. Boy, that's quiet, ain't it? Oh! Boy, I tell you, boy, quiet as a church mouse. Damn, Derrick Rose. Your brother was right. He tried to tell Chicago, but wasn't nobody listening.
It's over, over. Time to say goodbye.
You said it's
over.
Michael Jackson.
Street, listen, from a street perspective, yo, D-Rose, get that money, baby, and just retire. Put it on the shelf, and people are going to call in, why should he retire? Do you know why? You want to know why? Remember that song of the Beastie Boys? You want to know why? Listen, this is why. You retire, or you tell them to trade everybody for a superstar, because there's no way, no how, you can keep trying to win games on your own. So it should just be you and Jimmy Butler. Everybody else can go for a superstar. Aren't you tired of carrying the load? Aren't you tired of your neck? His neck started hurting. Third game of the season. You want to know why? I tell you why. Because his team is MBG. Nothing but garbage. Too much. Speaking of that, it brings me back to what happened to Kobe last year. Carry the burden. Rebound. Points. Assists. Jack up. You already jack up 30 shots. You on a bum team. Oh, thank you. He jacks up C, and what happened? He tears his Achilles. You got to get superstars for Derrick Rose, Chicago. Starting to look ugly. Yo, hey, yo, Rose, speaking of Kobe Bryant, he just agreed. I know you smell the money. A 2-year, $48 million. What do you think of that extension? And do you think after these last two, we need to just, you know, roll out the carpet and say, you know, bye-bye to Kobe?
Man, you know what it is, man. Like he tweeted, if you don't follow him on Twitter, I got me a new Twitter, so I follow Kobe. Yeah, I follow the Jelly Bean. Jelly Bean said, Laker for life. You know what I'm saying? And that 2-year, 48.5. You can't forget the five. That'll buy you a Ferrari, that .5. You know what I'm saying? You know?
That's the girls' college fund.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it just goes to show, man, how much respect that guy really deserves. You know, even being hurt, this guy can still get a contract extension. This guy's playing their heart out and can't get an extension. That's how cold Kobe is. You know what I'm saying? But without Kobe in Laker Nation, I just don't know. I just can't see it. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to you, Kobe. I mean, yeah, Laker for life, baby. That's how it goes. You know what I'm saying? And he deserves to stay in L.A., man. He shouldn't go anywhere else. But, you know, he's the type of player that will, you know, if need be, renegotiate something just to, you know, get somebody, you know, another talent in there. He, you know, Kobe is one of those players who's willing to do that. So I believe Kobe knows what he's doing. But for right now, he'll take it. You know, that's that pocket change. You know what I'm saying? Highest paid player in the league. Still hurt 90%. He better than 90% of the league. And he out of the league. Boy, I tell you.
Ew.
It's crazy.
So, from a street perspective, him signing this two-year deal, that validates my point, right? Why would LeBron want to go play with a guy who's only playing two more years? Why would free agents want to go play with Kobe for two more years, especially if they're young guys?
You know, hey, you know what I heard, too, this morning? Speaking of L.A. And LeBron, you know, going to L.A., I was listening to First Take this morning, and my guy Skip Bayless was on. I mean, not Skip. Yeah, Skip Bayless was on. But Stephen A. brought up a point about Carmelo Anthony. He was like, when he was at the Washington-New York Knicks game down in D.C., he said that he walked around and was asking, you know, do you think L.A. is pursuing Carmelo, you know, and will we see Carmelo in L.A.? And he said that after he spoke to so many people that he didn't get the vibe that L.A. was looking to have Carmelo Anthony as much as the media had expressed that the interest was in Carmelo Anthony to L.A., you know what I mean, to the Lakers. And they were saying because, you know, there are some things that are still out there and they're not too for sure if he fits the mold for the Lakers with Kobe. So right when you think or right when you thought that Carmelo could be on the move and, you know, he may have opened up his mouth talking about he was going to test the free agency market in the summer, you know, it might not be him going to the Lakers. So I don't want all those people out there who heard the info a couple of weeks ago, about a month ago, that, you know, it may be a chance of Carmelo being an L.A. Laker. Hold up on that. Pump your brakes. It might not be a for sure thing, because I trust Stephen A. and his hoop stuff and his information. So if Stephen A. said it, pump my brakes, because I sure in the hell thought that Carmelo was on his way to the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Lala doing so much work, she might need to move to the West Coast also, you know, and get her gig and, you know, to doing what it's doing, because I've seen her in a couple of movies too. So, you know, you never know, but pump your brakes. Carmelo, it ain't just a for-show deal that he going to end up in Lakertown. You know what I mean?
No question. I understand. That brings us to our, you know, four questions of the night in the NBA row. Present them to you and to the callers when you come in. You can, you know, talk about what you think was going on in the NFL and the NBA until we get to our next segment. Ro, which team player has impressed you right now? That's question number one. 30 seconds.
Which team or player
Which team and player has impressed you?
Which team has impressed me? I'm going to say the San Antonio Spurs. And I know that they are a good team, but I didn't think that they were going to be leading the West right now. You know what I mean? I thought maybe it would have been Oklahoma City or Houston, you know. But to see San Antonio rocking at the top, I mean, it just don't stop with those guys. You know what I mean? So I am impressed.
Can you hear me now? I'm sorry about that, Ro.
Yeah, you all. And then the player that I would be most impressed with right now, Klay Thompson. I mean, I knew he put on the show. You know, he showed us what he was about last year. But what he and the Golden State Warriors are doing right now, you know, it's just not Steph Curry over there, man. Them boys keep it wet over there. And you can't give them no space. And, hey, if Golden State is going to make some noise like they did last year, it's going to go between those two boys, those two light-skinned shooting-ass boys that come down with the ball, that 1-2 punt. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give it up for Klay Thompson right now, man. He's really, you know, Paul George is up there because, I mean, he's doing his due. Don't get it twisted. But just for right now, I would have to give it to Klay Thompson because I expected Paul George to do this. He got a chip on his shoulder, you know.
So which team and player has disappointed you?
Disappointed me? Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets, just the whole team. If I had to pick one player, it wouldn't be fair. The whole Brooklyn Nets, not the organization, but the team has really let me down. You know what I'm saying? I thought those guys were going to be good, but it goes to show. You're just good on paper. You're not really good on the court. These guys are running the dog snot out of you guys. You know what I'm saying? And can I add something to the one who impressed me the most? Can I throw my little dude Jeff Teague in there?
Yes, you can. Jeff Teague has impressed you the most so far in this short season. Got you. And your disappointment and your disappointed player. You said your team with the Nets. Who's your player?
I can't. It's the whole team. I can't just pick one player. It wouldn't be fair, man. They all suck.
There it is. So not along with the team. Also, your disappointed player is with the Nets. I got you.
Just man. Yeah, you can pick either one of the starting five. Right. Darren Williams for not playing, you know what I'm saying? Joe Johnson for not making buckets, you know, KG, Paul Pierce, you know. I can't even put it on Lopez, because Lopez, everybody but Lopez, because Lopez, he comes to play every night. I will say that.
And what about which team and player is your surprise so far?
Yeah, my surprise is Jeff Teague.
What team?
He impresses me too. But Jeff Teague is a surprise. I didn't expect that guy to be scoring 25, 30. You know, he's really putting up numbers right now. You know, and the team that's a surprise to me is the Phoenix Suns. Eric Bledsoe and that new coach over there, you know.
Jeff Hornacek.
Yeah, got those boys running and gunning, you know what I mean? Got the twins going. So I would have to say, you know, Jeff Teague and the Phoenix Suns right now.
All right. And the question of the night, street question of the night, you know, it's early in the season, but the streets have been talking. Which player is real tasty right now and you think that should be traded?
See, that's a tough one, you know, because there's a lot of players out there that need somebody.
And
right now,
we talk about like a big block. Let's go, like a big blockbuster. Just you know, give me, you know what I mean? Something that needs to be done. A team that needs something right now, or a team that's really trying to get rid of, you know, salary cap. Thought they were going to be doing something, and now they need to dump them. And who needs to pick them up?
Well, see, Chicago need a point guard pronto. So one of these teams that got too many point guards need to let somebody go and go on and get it over to Chicago. But if I had to say anything, you know, they've been talking about Kevin Fareed down there in Denver needs to be traded and go to the Knicks. And then y'all really need it. So if Iman Shumpert is available – to make that trade happen, you know, y'all need to make that, y'all need to get that done ASAP. You know what I'm saying? Because your Knicks, I hate to say it, man, but they look like garbage, dog. Y'all need to make a trade quick. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, man, get Kim Fareed over there so y'all can start running and gunning. Y'all need a little taste of the West over there in the Garden. and get them boys willing and dealing, man. You might need to get fat ass up out of there, Raymond Fat Ass Felton up out of there. You know,
Raymond Fat Felton.
Raymond Fat Felton. That's with a PH. Fat.
To those questions that I just ask, I'm gonna answer and go down the line. And we'll go to commercial. When we come back from commercial, we'll get into the asylum. But which team and player that has impressed me just right now? I know it's a short season. I must say the Portland Trail Blazers have impressed me so far this year. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Player that has really, you know, impressed me. Yes, we can say, you know, Klay Thompson or whatnot, but I have to go with, we knew he was a stud, but he's getting his due and he's just playing, you know, out of his mind right now. Along with Portland is my man L.A., you know what I'm saying, LaMarcus Aldridge.
Yeah.
You know, so he's taking him inside, taking him outside. He's looking real impressive. Team that's disappointed me the most, I am going to say my New York Knicks. We're not going to call him Carmelo Anthony. He's Marshmallow Anthony right now. And that's my guy. One of the best scorers in the league. But we're disappointing. We fouled a jump shooter, and we're up 3 points. And the coach said on Stephen A's radio show after the game, he specifically said, foul them because so they won't shoot the three. Specifically said it in a huddle. Yes, he threw them under the bus after the game and on the radio show just to let them know, you big dummy. What are you doing? Disappointed player. It's a couple of them, bro.
Yeah.
I know this is going to sound very, very, you know, I'm going to say very disappointing is Derrick Rose.
You calling him out?
Derrick Rose, I'm calling you out. I'm disappointed. You stayed off a year and a half. How can you still put pressure on one leg? You've been training. You've been working out.
Man, you called him out quick, Pippen.
And which team and player is surprising me right now? I'm going to say Anthony Davis.
Oh. Okay.
Anthony Davis is surprising me. He's playing very good basketball. The team that's surprising me and doing their thing are the Bobcats. They're 500. They're not on that top 10 this week.
Okay.
Which player should be traded? Blake Griffin.
Where to?
I would trade Blake Griffin to Minnesota for Kevin Love.
Bring Kevin Love back to the L.A. area.
Man, listen. You bring Kevin Love back to L.A., ship Griffin out of there, opens up the paint for CP3 for the pick and roll, and you got, you know, my man Jordan down there cleaning up the glass. Don't let me be the GM. The streets is talking.
They getting nasty with it.
And yo, Blake ain't top 15 in the league either. And that's coming from a street perspective. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m., 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. When we come back, we're going to get some callers in. I see you, Chef, Mr. Controversy, and I hope I just gave you something to cook up on with that trade I just talked about. Oh, let's go, Ro.
With a twist of hip hop. Man, we back. Jewel the GT Row. I'm your host, L Boogie. We on every Monday and Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you're getting at us on Facebook, I know when it comes up on your screen, it say 6 to 8. You know what I mean? But that's Arizona time. So we, you know, try to tell you it's 8 p.m. Eastern Time because that's, you know what I mean, how it always go down. But anyway. We owe Mondays and Fridays. Woo! Did you hear the trade I just put on? If I was the GM, get Blake out of there. He ain't Blake, he is Sandy Frosted Flake.
Man, you done lost your mind. How Stephen
get
A.
Get him out of there.
You, Stephen A. would tell you right now, you so disrespectful.
We talked a little NBA, the NFL wrap-up, three games going on this weekend, excuse me, on Thursday. We give us your pick-ems. You know, we going with our teams, and we got a split decision with, oh, no, we going with all three, huh, Ro? I'm going with Green Bay, Dallas, and Pitt. So
yeah.
Those are our three. And call the Asylum, 347-855-8896. If you own us on the iPad, on the internet, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. You know what I mean? And call us. You can always go back and hear yourself. Oh, yo, Ro, the ball's shaking. I already know what you got. Who you got coming in, man?
That guy. Do I need to say anything else? That guy who always causes controversy around here. I know you ready. He told me he was hype cooking up some lobster tails or whatever the hell he was cooking. Yo, Chef, what you have, buddy?
Ah, man, what's up with man, the streets talking? What's up with y'all fellas, man?
Man, you know what it is, man, talking this junk, man. Hey, let me ask you this, man. Kobe deserved 2 years, 48.5?
Man, Kobe deserved 2 years, 60 million. Like, serious? Are you serious? Like, it's a whole different game between D. Rose and Kobe Bryant. Kobe coming back on a vengeance. Man, listen, you remember a couple shows ago, like maybe 5-6 shows ago, the world just disrespected Kobe and said he's the 25th best player in the league. Man. Man, listen. I'm not going back to work. I'm scared.
Yeah, they made him mad with that one.
Y'all say
yo,
what?
Chef, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What y'all say?
I say, yeah, oh. he worth it, but I mean, you know.
What was your take on the NFL Week 12? Let me hear it.
Oh man! Hey, listen. Now look, man. Listen. I had a long weekend, and you know. Due to the circumstances as Pittsburgh players being in Cleveland, that we had a big thing, so I had the radio jumping. So I connected my laptop and my Wi-Fi to the radio in the kitchen, and I listened to the last 10 shows of The Streets Is Talking all Saturday. Listen, man. No, two stories. Blog Talk Radio, Access The Streets Talk. I listened to the last 10 shows. Kept me all motivated, everything. Like, listen, man. NFL, remember what I said Friday, it's going to be a lot of controversy this week. I try to warn you. Listen, first and foremost is Jason Campbell, he's a hoe. He pulled that move down intentionally. Jason Campbell pulled that move down intentionally. And he checked himself in to protect his custody. Hey, L-Buggy, let me tell you how fraud you is though, L-Buggy. You had all your Packer fans call the show on Friday to amp you up, and the Packers fans thought all went down as a tie.
Oh man.
No, wait, man, who remembers the tie? What, you 5-5-1? Who remember that one? Don't either you won
right.
Or you lost. You're going to be in a winning column or you're in a losing column. There's no other.
Man, there's
man,
no other.
It ain't no other, man. Oh, but you know what, though? Oh, man, like, man, NFL, man, it, look. Y'all, look, I remember sitting in the cell back in 2009. I'm in segregation. I've been in segregation like 7 months now. And I remember when the New England Patriots was up like 21, 24 points against the Indianapolis Colts. Y'all remember that? And you remember
right.
Peyton Manning came back and he set that Sunday night on fire? Y'all remember that? But guess what,
on his
though?
Way to the Super Bowl.
Ask him how that taste feel now.
you know how it was. In the first half, Peyton Manning had them. Look at their faces.
Oh, whoa, no, absolutely not, man. How did he have them? Man, listen, he only had 61 yards.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't
half-time
matter. It's
Peyton
what
had
the score has.
Everybody on mom's face.
Ask Cam. Cam had 178, but he got the win. It's the scoreboard. When you're up 24-0, your face is smiling.
It was a defensive. Man, listen, it was absolute. I don't know which game you look. You obviously must have went to sleep during the game. I don't know which game you was looking at. I'm gonna tell you what happened. What happened was Tom Brady. Halftime. Tom Brady told them guys, "This, listen, y'all playing like a bunch of bees right now. Either y'all about to sit up here and play how I want y'all to play, or I'm about to sit up here and resonate all you contracts. Or y'all be on the free agent line tomorrow." That's what he went and told his team. Bill ain't even speak during the whole time. Tom Brady said what he had to say. They came out on vengeance. Tom Brady looked at like, oh, name it for 72. It was incredible, baby. I heard Dick Vitale speak to me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. He's talking yesterday, man. Hey, so this is the question for the
another classic.
Hey, listen. Y'all better sit up here and take y'all pick. expect who y'all said Friday. Everybody who said Manny, y'all take him in that last 2 minutes. You guys don't feel like that now, do you? You guys does not feel like that now, do you?
It wasn't his fault that they lost.
Yeah,
really? Let's get it right. It wasn't his fault. It was going to be another tie. Nobody wasn't going to win that game last night. For the first time ever, we were going to have two ties on one day.
Man.
But because the old dumb special teams guy just running around like a frog with his head cut off.
No.
Trying to let the ball hit him.
He wrote, you're wrong. He wrote, I'm going to tell you.
Line.
He wrote, I'm going to tell you what happened. Now, listen to me. You know I'm all about controversy. Hey, L. Boogie.
I'm listening. I'm waiting to eat what you got cooking, baby.
Hey, listen. L. Boogie, tell Wes Walker we know he smelled the money.
You already know. We're going to start calling him Spills. Because he dropped balls in crucial situations. I don't care what they say. Yeah, he's one of the good slot receivers. But when the money is on the line, his booty hole get tight from a street perspective. I'm telling you.
Hey, Will Sparker waited until that ball was approximately 6 feet in the air to tell everybody to move. You know, listen, he could be a Broncos on the outside, but inside he bleed Patriots. So with that being said, listen, you know Bill Belichick watched secret practices, and you know they do all type of things. Yeah, you know what's going on. You know, he's a guru. He got lookers everywhere. The streets is always talking to that man. He put Wes Walker on the payroll last night, and he made his money. He made his money.
Man, you and L been so disrespectful tonight.
Man, listen.
He said he wore a Denver Broncos uniform, but bleed Patriot blue.
Man,
what is wrong with you?
Man, listen. All right, you think it's a game? Man, you know what rule the world, man. I'm gonna tell you something, T-Row. You know what rule the world? The mob. The mob. Anybody go against the mob gets whacked. There's no rumors of this.
If that's the case, he would have got whacked. He would have got whacked in the AFC Championship game when he dropped the pass in New England that cost him the way to the Super Bowl.
That's cool.
He would have got whacked
then. No.
It just happened last night the same way it did in New England last year.
You're
wrong.
He
just wore a different uniform.
But you're wrong. See, last year what happened? This is what happened, Hey, T-Ro, this is what happened, T-Ro. Last year, man, New England was the favorite, so the mob pushed that button and said, you know, sabotage the game or we whacking you. Come on, man. Wes Walker is not a gangster. He is not going to go against this mob, man. You see what happened last night, man. Come on, we know who the biggest gang in the world is. The hand and their reach is unlimited. Let's go, man. The streets is talking. It's a whole lot of controversy. Shout out to Cam. Shout out to Cam Newton. You know, shout out to Cammy Cam. Man, you know, shout out to them bum-ass Steelers. You know, they beat my boys. You know, I give props for props, dude. Yeah, they was talking. They was clowning me. They was coming inside the restaurant. All this other. Yeah, y'all, it's cool. I see you guys in 2 weeks. Man, shout out to the bum-ass Packers. Come on, man, you know. You know, Tony Homo, he ain't sitting up here fumble the ball yesterday. Shout out to him, too. You know,
hey,
come on.
We're still in the month of November.
We keep it real on the show.
Man, Arizona, listen, Arizona might sit up here and F up a lot of people. Yeah, F up a lot of players, man. Carson Palmer looked the Carson Palmer back in 2005-06, and he ain't playing no game. He got two elite receivers. This is on the same page with him with a median orker, like, you know, running game. They ain't got too much going on down there. The streets is talking, man. I'm watching the same thing y'all watching, man. We are watching this together. And with that being said is Jason Campbell would never, ever, ever be in a Browns uniform ever. Flat out.
After Cleveland Clinic is over with. After he leaves Cleveland Clinic, it's over with, oh.
Man, he ain't in Cleveland, man. He in PC. I told him. You know, come on, man.
He has to go back to Berea and get his things before they clear out his locker.
Nope.
Or will you have his things shipped to him?
He sent it somewhere else. That's already gone. And when Brandon, see, look, Brandon, we can go get whacked too.
Man. Moving on, let's go to the NBA. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. You heard the questions. All right. Real rundown. Which team or player has impressed you? Which, you know, who's disappointed you, surprised you, and who you think should be traded?
Man.
Real quick.
I'm going to start this off by saying this, LB. San Antonio is my favorite team, will always be my favorite team. They are 10-1. But I'm going to tell you one player in the NBA that is on fire right now, other than Paul George. Man, that man Chris Paul is on a vengeance. He got that soft man Blake Griffin with him, but he making that team look remarkable. Who, man?
CP3, huh?
Man, and it's one more. You gotta get this man. This man, that man Kemba Walker. Who, man? Man.
Now Boogie picked him as a surprise. He did pick him as a surprise team.
My biggest upset, man, listen, I don't know what happened. All I know is this. I know when you came across the Memphis Grizzlies, they played tough ball. I don't know what type of ball they playing this year. I don't know. And somebody,
that coach is gone.
Man, what's wrong with them?
Who knows? I can't put my finger on it.
Y'all remember
what
I said?
Hey, bro, you know another trade too? I'll get my man Stucky from Detroit to Chicago, man.
Oh.
Damn.
Oh.
That would be a good one.
We don't want that to happen.
Free up him and Brandon Jennings, man, because those two guys are like the same guy. You know, they're taking each other's shots away. Let Stucky go ahead and play with Chicago. Looking at Derrick Rose, you need Stucky. He's in the prime of his career. That's just another little sidebar.
Man, that's nice. I don't know where you came up with that. But, you know, man, that's nice. That's a nice fit right there with Jimmy Butler that's a nice combination what you're trying to do right there. Well, Heinrich's coming off the bench, that would be a nice little sport. Taj Gibson, that would be a nice little sport. But if you guys remember this, man, when the season first started, checking, I sit up and said, what was my team that I sit up and said is guaranteed to make the playoffs? Remember I gave y'all boys the Pelicans, right? Remember that, right?
Right.
Yes, the Pelicans.
Man, watch them guys, man. Watch them guys. Oh, L Boogie! L Boogie, the street is talking, baby, and Pac-Man will not be on the line on Wednesday. I have worked at like 15, maybe 16 hours on Saturday, man. So, man, when I get off work, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. They say Pac-Man won. I try to order the fight. Man, I went on YouTube and caught the first fight I could caught in Spanish, and I sit up here and watch what Pac-Man did. Oh, man, controversy just built up. He said he about to whip Marquez next, and then he going up to Floyd.
Oh, nobody don't want to hear that. Man, look, he going to get knocked out again by Marquez. What's going to happen? He ain't going to make it to Floyd.
Man,
he wanna take the big money first before he fight Marquez.
Listen. It's going to be 27 people watching that fight, and that's including the broadcasters, the trainers, and the promoters, and the judges. Who's going to watch that?
I'm not paying $80 for that. I can't.
That better come on Fox, your local Fox channel. Are you kidding me?
No, it can come on Showtime. I'll go to somebody's house for Showtime.
I
can't pay $80.
Man, shout out to the boy D. Rose, man. D. Rose is the new Greg Oden. Man, for real.
He just get on the floor and get hurt. Just a walking, breaking bone.
Man, he got a heart as a lion, but his body man is built of a 2-bag pound of milk. Hey, man, before I leave, man, you know I had a successful weekend. I was 5-2, so I'm very proud of myself. But you want me to tell you what?
Oh, man, we proud of you, Chef.
Man, shout out to them Arizona boys, man. Shout out to Oklahoma State for pulling my boys, because you know Winston going down. You know, he's a black man, and he's caught up in a scandal with a white woman. And, you know, when them scandals... T-Nick said it the best. Man, T-Nick said it the best. What did he say on Friday? I listened to it a million times. He said, did he take the anus? Man, one thing going into that woman's favor, that she felt a rape as soon as it happened. So one thing about it is, either he put it down ridiculously stupid, either he bust her down and said some ridiculous shit, stupid something to her, or one thing about
right.
it is, he ain't put it down correctly. You gotta check your hand. When you check your hand, you should protect yourself by checking your hand. So obviously he ain't check his hand like he's supposed to check his hand, so... Man, hey, I wish him the best, but the streets is
it's just going down.
Man, his Heisman situation is over with. Man, Oregon quarterback is over with. Johnny Manziel is over with. The streets is talking. Braxton Miller, number 2. Let's go, man. Streets is talking. I'm talking. I'm all about controversy. I'm built up with a lot of controversy. I'm going to let this show go over. I love y'all. Much respect. I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend to tell her girlfriends, and we're going to have a whole menage on them. Man,
I'm down.
Let's boogie, baby. Oh, man. The chef, as usual, picking up the controversy and cooking it. Oh, man, it's hot, and I'm eating it. Oh, my goodness.
He said Pacquiao going to go after Marquez and then going to go fight Mayweather. I just don't see it.
Wow. Man, oh, man. Woo-wee. Oh, UK, boy. That boy know he can cook up some food, don't he? From a street perspective. Bro, who we got rallying the bars next, man, before we go to commercial? Let's get another caller in. Who we got?
Oh, man, let's you know how we do it, man. Let's take it to the asylum. Dig back in the back, see what we got back there in them dim lights. Hey, yo, caller, welcome to the streets is talking, man. You in the asylum with your boy L Boogie and your boy T-Ro. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's up, L Boogie? What's happening, dog?
What the deal, man?
This is my man
Witt. He was, hey, listen to this. Shout out once again to Ted Whitfield Jr. I know he's doing his thing. Hey, and to the Central Catholic alumni, and good luck to the football team. They did their thing. They lost in the first round, but at least they made the playoff.
Yeah, the first time since 90.
Wow.
Yeah. It's been a minute, man.
Wow.
Hey, congratulations.
Let's get down. Let's get down to the down and dirty. Are your Cleveland Browns now a bag of bones and MPG nothing but garbage? Are they officially nothing but garbage? I know you guys are very hype about the game. If you won, you would have been a playoff hunt. Where do you see your team? How's the city right now?
Hell, man, it's horrible, man. It's horrible. Niggas is talking about moving and sell these dudes, sell the stadium. Hey, man, I mean, it's crazy, dog. I mean, and I mean, that's my squad, man. But we've been doing so bad for so long. People are getting kind of used to it, man. I mean,
wow.
We don't got a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody thought we was doing a good thing when we got rid of, I can't even remember the running back's name, man. That's a dude we let go to Indianapolis.
Trent Richardson.
But, yeah, Trent. But ain't nobody been stepping up, man. I mean, It's bad, L. It's bad, man. I mean, I'm thinking about going to do some 6 inches myself and tell them to put me on the spot. You know, so that they might need a 42-year-old dude, but at least got some heart.
Right.
It's bad.
And I'm going to say this. You guys look like you got some young playmakers with, you know, Little, Gordon, and Cameron. You look like you got some young guys. You got to get a quarterback to get in the rock. And I've been saying that forever. They can talk about this and that. But what quarterback are we on now? The 18th quarterback?
Oh, my God.
Since the expansion?
I don't even know, man. It's ridiculous. I don't know why we can't find. We ain't had a decent quarterback since Brian Sike, man. I mean, shit.
Woo! We were in grade school then. Some people were listening wasn't even born. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Brian Sike, man. I mean, Vinny Testaverde was okay, man. But, I mean, it's just looking horrible, man. I mean,
what are you?
We want to
keep the show hype, so we're going to stop and get off the ground like we was about to attend a funeral. The big game from Sunday night, what you take from it? Tom Brady, you know, the game guys helped him. They edged out a victory against Peyton Manning. What do you think about that game last night?
Hey, this is, like I said, the game guys, man. I mean, they're both excellent quarterbacks, man. They could have went every way. Peyton was hot. But, you know, everybody that's hot, man, I mean, it's that balance of life, man. I mean, you up, you're down, you're in the middle. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see Peyton Manning doing anything more than that. He's gonna be sitting at home come playoff time. He's gonna be sitting at crib. I mean, but Peyton Manning is the truth. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I heard your boy dogging my favorite white boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, he left the Patriots, man. I mean, and he did sell out. You know what I'm saying? But the white boy is thorough, man. I mean, so he coming back together, man. And they're going to make some noise, flat out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm having to change jerseys, man. I was a Packers fan. I mean, I had to take on bastard teams, man. I mean, so now I'm at the – I'm back with Peyton, man. I mean,
there it is. Let's switch gears to the NBA. The streets is talking. I know you heard about Derrick Rose, torn meniscus in his right knee, opposite of the left, where he had, you know, torn ACL. Where do you think Chicago should go from here?
Hey, Derrick Rose just needs to collect his money, man, and sit down. Sit down. Get your paycheck, man, because I think he came back too soon, man. That dude had a serious injury, man. I mean, and he playing like he left, man. Dude is just... He's sucking ass.
Wow. Listen to this. T-Row, are you listening? I just got some news from one of my snitches, T-Wit. Your boy Kyrie Swervin' Irvin got beat up by one of his teammates, and I need to know who it was. Deion Waiters said it wasn't him.
Hey, look, man. my homeboy Rube at All Stars Barbershop, man. I mean, a couple of those dudes going there that play for the Cavs. And when he asked them, they laughed. They said, man, no, we got everything together in our squad, man. That wasn't nothing, blah, blah, blah. But they never would say what happened. So, I mean, Waiters got an attitude problem, so I'm assuming he probably did punish the little dude. I mean, he probably did punish him. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have some words on the floor before and on the bench. But what else happened? I mean, one of them bras didn't beat him up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, your boy gone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the fighter from the Browns, Mr. Drop the Ball. So LeBron
Braylon
ain't here no more. So yeah, Braylon didn't do it to him.
Right.
So everybody know what happened, man. I mean, they're just trying to keep it on the hush.
Oh, man.
Everybody knows.
Everybody come here with his little Batman mask on the other night, Elbow.
Yeah, he got a face mask and bodyguards, too, on the bench.
Streets! Woo-wee!
Man.
Now,
wait.
Street question of the night. Before I let you go,
I know you be watching the sports. Now, NBA, which player you think is hot that needs to be traded right now? You think that would be a good trade?
Ooh, man. It's
come
so
on,
many
we in the street.
Hey, I agree with you about Blake Griffin. So that's about the only dude that I'm really thinking. I mean, he need to be elsewhere, man. I mean, because he's hot, but he just ain't with the right people.
Right.
He ain't with the right folks. But I agree with you 100% on that, L. For sure. For
you
sure.
Get Kevin Love down there with.
Why don't you lace up, L? They need you.
Did they need me to lace up?
Need you to lace up, man.
Oh,
no,
he done with. He ain't got it.
Hey,
I want the golf course with.
Oh.
he leaning with a pimp cup nowadays, man. He taking his slow motion out with. Oh, no. It's been a minute, Witt. You know what I'm saying?
I'm enjoying this weather, Witt. And just, you know, keep hitting me an 8-iron, man. I'm going to keep getting on, you know, try to perfect this golf game. And let me, if they keep letting me do my mulligans, I might be all right.
All right, well, I'm going to be in Arizona, man, in April. So we're going to have to get together, man. My wife is
going to be left out.
Bring your
man,
sunglasses.
No doubt. Make sure
you don't need them.
Exactly. Bring your sunglasses, your cargo shorts, and I got the golf clubs. And you know what I mean? You already know what's in the cup, man. We get on the golf cart and we gone. No doubt, Witt.
For sure. For sure. For sure. Hey, but congratulations on the show, man. Your boys are doing your thing. I call them sometimes and just listen. Y'all be straight clowning, man.
Oh, that's what it is, man. Appreciate the love, Pippin.
No doubt. Your boys keep it easy, man. About to go in here and hop on this mad real quick and see what's happening because your boy's looking like shit on Monday Night Football. I'm about to turn the TV off. You know what I'm saying to me? You better leave that white girl alone. Leave that white girl alone.
Damn. This is talking, baby. There you have it. Man, from a street perspective, we hot, man. We hot. We had the chef. We had T-Wit, man. It's time to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk some NCAA football and basketball, get some more callers in the asylum. You know what I mean? Yo, T-Roll, man, take us to commercial, producer. It's wild. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. And guess who we sponsored by? L Boogie, Juel, the G, T Row, the streets is talking. You ain't know we the hot, one of the hottest shows on sports talk show internet? They ain't even know. Kyrie Swerve and Irvin got bust in the face. They ain't even know it. Let's go. Woo.
Keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow. No, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rose for me, host don't even pour it. Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then oh you know it. AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. TV seat, front row it. Rock go to Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 you don't even know. It's $1,000 you don't even know. Just have me a cut, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard, lemon pepper my wings. I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
$1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. $1,000 lane, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1,000,000 watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1,000,000 crib, nigga, you don't even know.
The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we giving you sports from a street perspective. Oh, shout out to Ty and Ron. How y'all doing out there in LA? They ain't even know. Man, shout out to my man Joe Wise down there in Cleveland, Ohio. Man, I know it's cold. Pook, I see you down there in Tucson. The Rinsen line down there in C-Bus, Columbus, the Buckeye State. You ain't even know it. They don't even know it. Pacquiao and Floyd gonna fight before it's over with. They don't even know it. You heard it here first.
I'm gonna give a big shout out to the whole state of Arizona, man. I mean, Arizona State, Sun Devils came up big. U of A Wildcats football came up big. The Cardinals came up big. Man.
And the Suns is winning.
They got a record above, a nice record above 500. Man, Arizona, get it in. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, Ricochet,
now,
man, in studio guest Rick C. Say, man, Miami is handing it to the Suns right now. Fourth quarter, by the way.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're talking about the Miami Heat. That's different. They're just different. You count those losses. Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs, OKC, you count those type of losses. Okay, let's move on. All right, we're going to lose that one. All right, we got a chance there. All right, we're going to – so, you know how it go. But, yeah.
Right.
To the college teams out there, you know, new BCS with Baylor, you know, getting their butt kicked real bad down in, you know, Oklahoma State up in Stillwater. You got Bama 1, Florida State 2, Ohio State Buckeyes 3, oh, Auburn 4, Mizzou 5, be the top 10, Clemson 6, Oklahoma State 7, Stanford 8, Baylor 9, and to round it off, South Carolina 10. We got a lot of rivalry week games coming up, bro, and it's going to be tough. We can preview some before the Saturday, but some games are being played on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll talk about those games. But, bro, the shakeup, you got Auburn. You got Bama going to Auburn this Friday, this weekend for the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, that's Saturday's game, and that's a big one because – out of the last 4 years, the winner of this game has gone on to win the BCS National Championship game, you know. So we're going to definitely see a barn burner because these two teams definitely know what type of rival and what type of setup this presents for each school. And, you know, Auburn, after Cam won the title, they kind of fell off, had to get a new coaching scheme to come in and do their thing. And now, you know, the new coach has them exactly where they want them. And now that they're there, they, you know, it's one team that stands in the way. And what other team would you rather have it be than the team that has won the title, you know, that is kept in your family, you know, the SEC family in your state. But, you know, here's your chance to redeem yourself. You know what I'm saying? And if Auburn can do that, I tell you what, Alabama, it's going to be a lot of sick folk in Alabama. And even if Auburn or even if Alabama loses, I tell you what, don't be surprised if they don't fall for Sam number one or number two still. So get ready for the okey-doke. That's why these numbers are so crazy. That's why they want to get to this playoff. But don't be surprised. Alabama has done it before. They have tricked us once. And don't be surprised if they trick us again if it don't turn out the way we want it to turn out come Saturday. So, you know. We'll see.
It's going to be real ugly. See what he did. For a lot of teams. But, you know, a team that, you know, is looking real ugly for, and I hate to say this, and it's hurting our chances, is Florida. The coach from what's going on down there?
Yeah.
I mean, they lost to Georgia. No disrespect to Georgia Southern. Great win for you going into, you know, your playoffs. That should help you. But Florida and the SEC, is that telling me how bad the SEC is? Are they overrated? The conference?
Nah, it's not the SEC, man. It's just Florida. Will Muschamp, sorry, buddy, but it's time for you to go. And I know right now you're thinking in the back of your mind, damn, I should have stayed my ass at Texas. Because now that Mac Brown is feeling the heat, guess who would have been the Mr. Fill-In? It would have been you, Mr. Will Muschamp. But no! You wanted to take your hot system after Vince Young got you a championship. They thought you was the hottest offensive coordinator in the country. And you done went to Florida and disappointed these people. So what you better do is try to get back to the University of Texas, because guess what? You might not be able to become the head coach, but you can definitely get the offensive coordinator position if Nick Saban wants you on his squad. Because you know that's who Texas is going to get. So don't worry about it, Muschamp. Just try to find your way back to the other deep south. You know what I'm saying? Get back to the burnt orange, baby. You need them horns in your life. You know what I'm saying? Come on back.
And
you're walking your back with open arms.
And, Ro, what's trending now? And, you know, college football, the off-the-field problems with Jameis Winston. And, you know, what do you think about that situation? You know, they're supposed to either drop the charges or they're going to charge him early on in the week. That's what the streets are saying. So, you know, what do you think? What's your perspective? Are you think they're going to charge him and he becomes, you know what I mean? You know, we know the rules in the handbook at Florida State is once you charge you can't participate in any curricular activities. So what do you think about that?
That's pretty much anywhere you go, man, in these universities or any school. It don't have to be a big school. It can be a little small private school, man. They all going to treat you the same about the rules. And I think, you know, from the streets, man, they need to leave this dude alone. It was once his girlfriend and, you know, all this whole other stuff and so much information keeps coming out day by day. But they just need to leave the dude alone. We all knew this was going to happen. It's somebody down there in Texas that then called up the NCAA board and told them to check the records on Jameis Winston. You know what I'm saying? Because they done missed out on getting this guy. And now they got this guy all up in arms over something that happened a year ago that shouldn't even matter. You know what I'm saying? Not trying to disrespect the female who's involved in this. But come on, baby girl. Come on, man. You got to let that, you know, it's too much information still out there, you know. But for me, they need to leave the dude alone, man. He's exercised his right to not speak to the police, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, man, just leave him alone, man. Let the dude do him, man. Yeah, I mean, it's already bad enough, you know, being an athlete at a big school, but being the best athlete on a team that can actually get you to the championship game, you know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's going to be tough.
Man, well, let me say my perspective right now. You know, it's allegations, and we know how things can be. And like you said, we don't want to be a womanizer. We're not that on the show. I want to throw that out first. But, however, I want to say this. Facts and opinions, they what they are. But the facts and what we have so far aren't adding up to rapists. Now, if someone really raped you, you wouldn't disregard what a detective tells you about you being raped by Coles, by the university, and by the state of Florida because it's a football town. You would be worried about if that person raped you, to me. And now all of a sudden, a year later, now you want to come out or the story is being leaked. You would have been leaked the story because the streets is talking. And they always, as always, listening. So there's no way that this should not have been published or leaked out earlier so it can be, you know, done. But is he guilty? He's innocent before presumed, you know what I'm saying, before the trial. So I'm going to give Ms. Miranda rights and let him roll for now. But it's just very, very peculiar that it's coming out now. And in the Heisman, you know, yes, now all of a sudden Braxton Miller time, you know, will be the front runner for the Heisman if Jameson can't participate, because we know Johnny Money Manziel is not going to get it. We know Mariota is not going to get it. Bridgewater's not even been talked about anymore. Who is he? We forgot about old Teddy Steady. We forgot about Teddy. He's water over the bridge. So, you know, and what's intriguing is these other teams being undefeated, you know, OSU, Fresno State, Northern Illinois, we know they could compete. Let's be honest. And you can sit here and say, oh, this is not basketball. I don't think we would get another Boise State beating Oklahoma. I don't think we can get another one of those games, bro.
Nah, those days are over, man. Those guys, they're not that good. They're going to get blown out even if they make it to a BCS game, so. When they do make it, they'll see what time it is.
Very, very interesting. Johnny Football, did his stock drop from the last game he played against LSU? You're as good as your last game, son. That's what my coach always told me. You're as good as your last game, son. Johnny wasn't good his last game. Is his stock dropping, bro, with these losses?
I think he tried to do too much, man. I think he tried to have that one big game, since it may have been his last, you know what I'm saying? And at home, was that on the road? Okay, yeah, but you know, he tried to it may have been his last game against LSU. You know what I'm saying? And I think he tried to make LSU that big game that would, you know, put him over the hump or sort of put him more in the limelight than the other candidates for the Heisman. And it kind of cost him because he had a lot of, I'm not going to say a lot, but he had some mistakes, you know, that happened in the game. So it was just like he was pressing more than just playing football, and it cost him. And so he looked like he was just out there running around, man, and LSU and the Mad Hatter got his number again.
There you have it. NCAA football, the BCS, was trending. Jameis, Johnny Football,
Yo, Ro, can we, you know what I mean? Can we put it together?
Oh, you know how it is, man. We always put it together. You know what it is. Yo, yo, the host with the most, there he is from the sports officials. What's up with the kid, man, this evening?
Man, you know I don't miss the show. I apologize. I'm going to tell you this. I miss most of the show because I've been refereeing some high school basketball tonight. You know, I had some girls game and the boys game. And let me tell you this, man. The damn girls game was way better than the boys game tonight. You know what I'm saying? I went and looked at some high flyers and some alley-ooping and everything, and, man, the girls were setting mean screens. They was physical, mean post play. Man, the girls got it in tonight, man. But the boys, they let me down, man. And, you know, I was on my way home, and I'm drinking my deuce on the way home, and I look, God damn, babe, Monday night, I got to listen to the streets because the streets is talking. I got to listen, man. You know, and I apologize about not knowing all the topics you guys been talking about tonight. You know, but I can tell you this, Boogie. Man, I'm not picking on Jameis, dog, but, you know, it's just FSU versus Miami. You know, like my boy Neely Neal said, you got to put the crimin in criminal if you want to go to Florida State. And that's, you know, that's it. You know, nothing more, nothing less. Ro, you said it yesterday, man. Y'all are going to sneak in there and get that win. Them Cowboys, boy. I tell you, man, y'all are up and down. Y'all have me cheering for you, rooting against you, cheering for you, rooting against you. Boy, and I ain't got nothing to do with the game, man, but it was a hell of a game. I'll give it to you, though.
I told you the NFC East will take you. Don't worry about it. It will decide itself in week 16 and week 17. And you'll know who gonna win that division. But until then, you know, it's up in the air, baby. It's up in the air.
Hey, let me ask y'all this, man. I got a question to pose to y'all. Who in the hell wants the number one pick in the NFL draft? Is it the Falcons?
Nobody.
You know what I'm saying? Man, what's the problem? Nobody. That's the only question I got, man. You know, here in Atlanta, Falcons fans want it so bad. You know, they want Jadeveon Clowney so bad, so bad. You know, they think he's gonna be Julius Peppers. I think he's going to be the next Julius Peppers. You know, when Julius came out, you know, they were saying that, you know, he was lacking motor skills and, you know, he didn't have it in him, you know, to produce and everything. And then he came with Julius Peppers. You know, but I keep telling them dudes, y'all got a $100 million quarterback. You better get you a tackle and some offensive linemen to protect him. That's what you better get. You know, so I was trying to figure out who wants the number one pick. Jacksonville? Is it the Falcons? Is it Tampa Bay? Is it Minnesota?
Is it Houston?
I was just about to tell you that. That's who wants the number one pick. That's what I was just about to say. See, that's why we vote swine, dog. That's why we the street officials, because we all know what we all talking about. Damn Texas, man. And I keep telling everybody, and I'm a Johnny Manziel fan. I like him like everybody else do. Everybody got bad games. You know, he still – the only thing I give Johnny Manziel is he don't quit, man. You know what I'm saying? He try to make the big play whenever it is. You know, he go all in. Whether it's first and 10, second and 3, third and 4, whatever it is, he go all in. You know, but the Houston Texans, if they get Johnny Manziel – if they get the first pick, okay, they got Johnny Manziel, who is, as I tell T-Roll all the time, you know, Texas bred, Texas fed. You know, it is what it is. He was born and raised in Texas, went to school in Texas, went to college in Texas. If he plays, man, what's that, Ro? Is that Reliant Stadium down there in Texas? Is that what
it is?
Yeah,
it is.
If he in Reliant Stadium, not only is he going to play there and win there, but he's going to fill those seats. He's going to bring in that. As my kid likes to say, we was playing Monopoly last night. Every time I land on his property, he kept saying, money, baby. That's what he going to bring in to them Texans. He going to bring in that money, baby, because everybody going to pay to see him. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I'm with y'all, man. Trust me when I tell you. Bridgewater ain't got nothing when it comes to money, baby. Money Manziel, I'm tickets, dog. I'm tickets. Tickets, tickets, tickets. And D-Rose, my goodness. He out for a torn meniscus. I don't know if you listened to the show yesterday. I talked to Ro yesterday, Bookie. I missed you, brother. I know you had other things to do, man. But ooh, God bless you. Man, my son told me, man, he said when he found out that Rose was hurt, he didn't find out he was out for the season. He found out he was hurt again. He said, Daddy, he must be related to Michael Vick because they stay hurt all the time. All the time. I said, what you mean, son? I said, what you mean? He said, man, they're exciting, and I love them. And that's his favorite basketball player. You know, I got two sons, 9 and 11. My 9-year-old loves D-Rose, my 11-year-old loves LeBron. You know what I'm saying? So my 9-year-old, he said, man, he just like Michael Vick. Then he said, I got to find me another player because he stay hurt.
Wow. I'm right there with him. I can't put all my eggs in the basket with D Rose no more.
Hurt.
He done done this. He done the unthinkable. He's hurt. It's amazing. It is amazing. And I blame it on Chicago.
Yeah.
They tried to put the whole state on his back, and he wasn't.
Yeah.
His lower body ain't big enough to carry the whole state.
Yes. And not only that, man, but you know he ain't crazy, you know, so he gonna take. He's going to make sure his body is well, and I got no problem with that. The boy only 24 years old, so make sure you're good to go and, you know, try to come back. But, you know, he's going to be, you know, what Grant Hill was. I mean, Grant Hill was good for those years, and Detroit ran his ass into the ground, you know, and then it took him some years to recover, and then he came back towards the end of his career. And that's what D-Roll, that's what happened with D. You know what I'm saying?
Nah,
and I hate it.
I done figured it out, T-Nick. They think they slick. Chicago ain't slick. They taking the season because you get a start of this. You only have two months at the most.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, they taking the season because you know who next. They going to get that other Chicago boy. And they about to try to build the franchise around them two Chicago boys who the state loves the most. And Jabari can take it more than D-Rose, and that'll help D-Rose. So I don't want to hear about them. You know, oh, he hurt. He got to be out for the rest. No, I know what you're doing. Don't try to pull it okey-doke with me. I done figured it out. You want the other Chicago boy.
What about the flip side, though? Remember last year they kept saying the doctor said he was okay, he can come back, this, that, and the other. What if they taking the reverse approach this year and say, you know what, he out for the year. And if you come back, it's a blessing. I said, what if they do that this year? Because they should have did it last year. Last year, they should have just said he out for the year. And then he could have came back in the playoffs and been Superman, you know what I'm saying, like Walt Frazier and everybody else, you know, come out the dressing room, blah, blah, blah. You know, but
Street,
I might agree with you, Ro.
I'm going to tell you this. It ain't going to mean shit if he come back this season because it ain't going to be worth nothing. They ain't going to be a playoff contention or nothing. He's just going to be playing to warm up. That's all he going to be doing.
Hey, man, I love the hell out of Chicago, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a Cleveland fan. I've been a Cavs fan since I was, you know, a goldfish swimming in my daddy's sack. You know what I'm saying? I've been a Cavs fan, you know, but when Mike hit the shot over Elo, man, I transformed, and after that, everybody made me a Chicago fan. And no, they know I love Cleveland, but I've been a Chicago fan, you know, since the three-peat, the retiring, then the three-peat again. So they won't let it slide. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to support the boys. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, Jabari Parker would look damn good in that red and black. And that's all I got to say about that. That's all I got to say.
Let me ask you this real quick. El Boogie said he was talking about Kyrie. He was asking his boy from the crib about Kyrie getting that dot. He got that dot on his face.
I was talking about
hey,
it yesterday. Go ahead, man. I'm listening. What you got?
No, what you got? We need some info. What happened? Did he get beat up or what happened between him and Deion Waiters?
Okay. I'm going to blow the whistle on it. I'm going to blow the whistle. You know what I'm saying? Now, Streets are talking and everybody listen. Streets talk on Friday. Streets talk on Monday. But in the meantime, in between time,
You got the sports officials blowing the whistle. Now, yesterday, somebody called and blew the whistle yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Somebody called. Big Al, I'm going to give shots to you because Neely Neal was asking. Neely Neal asked Jamar. He asked somebody else that called in from C-Town, and he finally got the answer from Big Al. Now, we've seen Kyrie wearing a mask on his face. We've seen that mask. You know, normally when you wear a mask, it's a fracture or something going on like this. We already knew that Deion Waiters was sat down for 2 games for, quote-unquote, the flu. Okay? There was already reports out there that Deion Waiters got into a scuffle in the locker room with somebody that nobody said who it was. Now, let's put it all together. 1 + 1 = 2. We got one dude sitting out 2 games because of, quote-unquote, the flu, when we know he ain't sick. We got one dude wearing a mask on his face when nobody seen him get elbowed or nothing like that during the game. So what'd that tell you? There was a scuffle in the locker room, and the scuffle was my man Waiters and nigga Serby. He served Kyrie, dog. Kyrie went to talk that old slick talk to him, that old private talk, that old private school slick talk. I am better than thou. And Deion Waiters served his ass like Tony Kukoc. Booyah. Booyah. Punch in your mouth. Punch in your nose. Whatever it was. Sucker punch. And I'm going to tell you this right here.
He brought them bombs over Baghdad.
Bombs over Baghdad. You heard? You know how the streets is. You heard it here first. Deion Waiters will be traded. He will be traded. If not this year, during the season, during the offseason, and the draft time. He will be traded because they got to keep Kyrie. They just picked up his option. He's going to be there until 2015. They got to keep him there because if they don't keep him there, boy, we're going to be looking like Doo-Doo Brown. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. It's a done deal. Shout out to Big Al, dog. Shout out to Big Al.
No doubt.
Big Al keep his ear to the streets, man. The
streets. That's what it is. All right.
Hey, before I go, I got my oldest son right here. I don't know if you want to say it or not. I'm going to make him say it because he's an Oregon fan. And you know he's been talking that Oregon stuff all year.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make him be a stand-up man, and he's still got to holler the streets. Holler the streets. You gotta holler.
There we have it.
You gotta man up. You
gotta man up. That's what you gotta do.
Hey,
you gotta man up.
Tell my man, gotta eat crow every now and again.
Hey, I've been eating crow ever since we went down to Tallahassee, dog. I got the Georgia Tech football fans fucking smacking me, and we beat them, man.
Whatever, boy, man.
It is what it is. Hey, good luck to you, dog. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, Boogie. Good luck to you, man. Hey, win one for the ACC, man. I believe you can beat them Bama boys, man. Win one for the ACC, and after the season's over with, God damn it, the Hope Tamers go somewhere. I'll give a damn. Where it goes, he's his ass out of ACC.
Just get up out of my car.
Hey, man, thanks for having me, y'all. I know y'all got to wrap it up, man. Thanks for having me, man. Salute to the streets, fellas. Appreciate it.
Already.
No doubt. We appreciate it. Man, before we sign off, man, appreciate it. And everybody in the streets, all our callers, all our listeners, everybody in the world, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to you. We blessed. We got a lot to be thankful for, and we are thankful that you listen to us, whether it be podcast, whether it be calling in live on your iPad, on your computer, however way it may be. We thank you. We salute you for listening to the Streets is Talking. Happy holidays to you. Shout out to everybody in the world. Jewel's the G. T-Ro. T-Ro, you got any shout outs before we get out of here?
Man, dub what you said. It was all good.
No doubt. And last but not least, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We're out of here from the streets. Love to your family, your loved ones on this happy Thanksgiving week. Let's go, Ro. Can't wait to Friday. Hit us with some raw.
Let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Everything just right. B said, put it to the left, don't listen to the hype though. Got a cup in your hand, baby sitting, but you ain't got no kiss. We ain't leaving till it ain't no more left. Can't see no time on the roller. Tell you a freak gon' show it. Looking for the after party with a dough at. Dough on the flow like a dough man. Baby, you know where to throw that. I said, what your name is, I don't really care who you came with, unless you got a couple friends look like you, my bad if my ex try to fight you, roll up soon as I roll in, security better get with the program, too deep ain't nowhere to stand, so high ain't nowhere to land, you remind me of something missing, missing, you got my full attention, listen, let go of the tension, if I get a minute I'll put your bad ass in detention, put your panties I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you what you need, yeah. Let me put your panties to the side. I'ma make you feel alright. Cause I'ma give you